I need to get this first before I'll give you love in return. That is not love. Love doesn't make demands ever. Love doesn't hold goodness, kindness, gentleness, patience, or anything good back until its demands are met or until love is proven. True love is never conditional. So no one can put conditions on you like saying, do this or you don't love me. What ultimately happens when you give in to the conditions of love and do what your loved one asks so that they will love you back is that you make love all about you. Sure, it seems like it's all about them and their needs, but ultimately it comes down to you and your need to be loved. It's a selfish love you give when you give it in order to get something back. That's not love. Pure love is never about getting, but always about giving. It never has ulterior motives, giving in order to get, but gives whether anything is given in return or not. If your motive for giving yourself to someone is to get something in return, then you are not in a pure love relationship, but in an impure one.
Keeping the peace. Another impurity can enter love when we do things with the motive of keeping the peace. It goes something like this. The one you love is emotional, and when they don't get their way or they are hurt by something someone says or does, there's going to be drama. They're going to blow up or withdraw. They're going to take it out on you in some way or another. So you do whatever they ask in order to keep the peace. That seems to make sense since God is a God of peace. He wants you to look for ways to make peace. He wants you to serve others, to care for them, and to make their lives comfortable, right? Well, that sounds biblical, but is it? Not exactly. See, God isn't all about your comfort, but your purity. He isn't about your happiness, but your righteousness. And so he isn't glorified or pleased when the comfort of another takes first place in your life. For example, say you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend who is going to lose it if you don't go along with their bitterness. If they're raging about something someone did to them and are all up in arms about it and want you to join them in their rant, you can refuse to join in. But look out, because then they'll just be mad at you. In this example, keeping the peace involves you joining in the insanity of their bitterness, gossipy, angry sin. And that's putting them and their will above God and His. Get the picture? Whenever someone wants you to join them in their sin, to encourage their sin, or even to overlook their sin and just keep your mouth shut to make them happy, they're demanding impurity in your life. They're asking you to love God with less of your heart so that you can love them and their sin with a little portion, if not all of it. And this is impure love. In these situations, the answer is pure love. And that